Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you. Today is September the 6th. It's Wednesday, 2023. God bless you for another day, for waking me up to allow me to give you that word of encouragement. Blackbird Bluff. Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. The New Language Translation, and it reads, stay alert for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 8 through 9, New Language Translation or King James Version. Hallelujah, praise God. In the parking lot of a lovely little park, a sleek blackbird demanded attention. He was busy pecking at a small wad of bread. Surely, enjoying an unexpected treat. A much larger blackbird circled him menacingly, moving in closer, then hopping back. The smaller bird seemed completely oblivious. He was not in the least frightened, and he continued to enjoy it. After a moment, the bully bird backed off. He was suddenly the same size as the other bird. He had puffed his feathers out in an attempt to look big and scary. The smaller bird knew he was a phony and paid him no mind. The Bible describes our enemy, Satan, as a roaring lion prowling around looking for someone to devour. A lion that roars is not to be feared because he has given his presence away, allowing his prey. When we are in tune with God, we don't need to fear Satan's tactics. Satan's roar is not to be feared because compared to God, he is all blackbird bluff. Let's pay him no mind. Those are words of encouragement for today, Wednesday, September the 6th, 2023. Lord, give us discernment so that we can recognize the enemy's tactics and lies. Thank you for giving us the victory as we take our stand against his wiles. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today is Wednesday, September the 6th. Whew. These days are going, they're going. So be mindful and stay in the Word of God. Tell someone about the Word of God. Straighten your issues and your problems out. Let you walk and stand tall. Remember, we are children of God. We are princesses and princes, kings and queens of the Most High. So take time to stay in his word, trust in him, and keep walking in his faith. I'm Sister Faye. I have another word with you on Friday. God bless you. Keep walking your faith. Amen. Amen.